you set up. Like, motherfucker, if y'all, they would escort him out of that front entrance, serve homeboys wouldn't even saw him because you got to go down the ramp to get in that second entrance.
Surf did say it happened in his locker room.
Or tell his... Surf mind his business. Man, Surf had mics on.
Surf was already mic'd up, right?
So that lets me know some kind of staff was already getting you prepped because it was next up. So either they was putting mics on you and you heard the commotion and you just stopped everything you were doing so you can go investigate what was going on. It just don't make no sense. It don't make no fucking sense. Surf, was you really prepared to battle that day? Was you really ready to battle that day? I heard you say, yeah, I had my material memorized. You know, I can battle on King versus Queen and then battle him. Man, shut the fuck up, man. Nobody want to hear that shit. You probably can battle then because you got another month to start writing some more shit. Surf said it was in a draft. Yeah, goddamn lie.
Facts. Yeah,
goddamn lie. How he was able to get in y'all dressing room? How he was able to get in your dressing room? You got all these fucking niggas with you. Y'all be critical thinkers. No, it happened in that little breezeway, that second entrance to come inside of the venue. It happened in the dressing room. Surf, how this old ass man was able to get in your dressing room? How was he able to get inside of your dressing room?
Right. Read between the lines.
You got security with you. I know you had somebody at the door like, who you is, bro? What the fuck you... How he was able to get in there?
Between the lines.
Surf some bullshit, man. Surf fucked that bag up, y'all.
I
moral of the story is Surf fucked that bag up. Read between the lines. Surf fucked that bag up. Surf probably didn't have three rounds. Or he probably didn't have his shit memorized. He was going to jersey his way through it and act like I wasn't inspired to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's Cortez or whatever. Because y'all, you notice he already was saying it don't matter if he win or lose. I already got my contracts for other, you know, battling Vixen and all that old type shit. He talked too much. Like, Surf, just, you all real, y'all stupid. I understand he not sell tickets, but fuck that. Fuck that.
Cortez definitely gets Surf emotional. That's a fact. Everyone knows Cortez gets Surf emotional. My mic is messed up. We're going to get back into this video.
Fuck that.
I mean, salute to
fuck that.
Humble
y'all
King.
Can share this video. Go like this video.
Humble
get the numbers
King
up.
Right
share
now.
It.
We're going to replay this on Can Surf We Keep know It Real.
That at the end of the day, he the reason why this shit got shut down.
If you want to come on, Can
stop
We
bringing
real
400 damn King niggas with you at humble your venues.
Send
at
me
your,
an invite.
Event, your place of business, nigga.
Go on my email.
What's wrong
I'll
with
send you?
You
an invite. We'll get you.
Whatever happened to a nigga just showing up to his battle, a few niggas, like I used to see B Magic at battles and shit. B Magic, him and about 2-3 more dudes. Whatever happened to that? You ain't even from Atlanta. How you fly all these niggas in? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. But that's that on that, y'all. That's how it went down. Surf is the reason. I will forever say Surf is the reason why that shit got shut down, because even if Surf didn't throw a blow, if your entourage, you are responsible for your entourage, so y'all weren't moving too militant. Someone that claims he the brand will be the one to tear down the brand, and you the same one that was lecturing stumbles and snake eyes and spaces about unprofessional shit going on and this, that, and the third, and here it is a few weeks later. Look what you in the middle of. You see how the universe works? Look how you look what you in the, you know what I'm saying? When you point a finger at somebody, three fingers pointing back at your ass. You talking about stumbles and all them and that little shit that could have been avoided, that was unprofessional, which you right. But then fast forward, you the reason why this shit gets shut down. You got some motherfucking nerve, nigga. Because you can't wiggle your way out of this one, sir. You the reason why that shit got shut down. You can't fan base your way, fan vote your way out of this shit, sir. You the reason why that shit got shut down. You fuck Cortez out of battle. Y'all are probably never, y'all probably rematch. You know, they're going to reschedule it. Not rematch, but reschedule it. But who's to say it's going to be live up to the hype? Who's to say that the crowd is going to be as in, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, that shit should have been there. And smack, y'all need to refund us, motherfucker. I want some of my money back.
Thanks. The podcast now. Send me an email.
But there you have it. Y'all about to end 40. This live.
King Humble.
I'm about to end this live. Y'all go can share this YouTube. Video. Share.
Sends me.
I hope Surf. He know I ain't lying.
King Humble.
Ask that motherfucker why his homeboy had that big ass boulder.
He said Surf homeboy had that weighed more than him. A big ass.
And why y'all pursue this man a second time? Why y'all didn't just, when y'all fucked him up that first time, and security was ushering him away, why y'all didn't just leave it at that? Why y'all go right back in, rushing in after this damn dude to fight him again? Old ass man. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck that shit. Y'all nigga looking weak out here, man. Fighting old. That what y'all doing now? Fighting old ass men with goddamn canes? Fuck out of here, man. I am Humble King. Y'all have a peaceful, blessed day.
Old man, 50, 60-year-old man. But we're going to get into another video right now. We're going to try to get Humble King up on the show. Can We Keep It Real podcast? We on Twitter. We on YouTube. Definitely check it out. Streaming on iHeartRadio, Spotify. Let's get into another video by King Humble. And explain what happened at the venue. I'm going to pull that up 1 second. Give me one second. Let me see. I definitely want you guys to see this video because we've been hearing the narrative that Sue Surf has been putting out. Let's see what the eyewitness.
Testosterone is what makes a man a man. But if you're eating foods that raise your estrogen, you're never going to have that food.
Let me get the channel up in here for sure. But it was a crazy battle. Yes, it was. Charlie Clips definitely. Lou Castro did his thing, and probably if he wasn't battling Clips, and he was battling someone else, but Clips was just too much. My mic sounds horrible. I got to readjust it. But we're going to get into this video right now. Let me link it up in the stream. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah. Bang.
Now I'll let you. What's up? What that mean? You what that mean, dog? That situation? Is that what them that emoji stand for? If and we know they're gonna reschedule. Smack and Beasley already mentioned that it's gonna be rescheduled. But if they reschedule, it's Cortez.
I don't think it's going to be rescheduled. I'm not sure Caffeine or the insurance would book Sue Surf again. I mean, after what happened, because Caffeine is on the hook for this. URL's on the hook for this. The venue can be sued. They all can be sued. And you're going to hear King Humble talk about that. The security was on point. It was tough to get up in that venue. And we had guys with knives. We had guys with guns. And he mentioned that this was an old-ass man. That Sue Surf jumped with a cane, old handicap, 50, 60 years old. But we're going to get into this. I'm looking for the original video. This isn't the one I wanted, but I want you to watch this for a little bit and see what he had to say.
Versus Surf battle. And it's not rescheduled in Atlanta. Is that fair for the fans that paid, like me? I paid my $125 plus parking. And you got other people that paid even more to be like stage pads right on the stage. Is that fair for that crowd that was giving it up? That was
will have to get their
salute,
their money back. That's just how a lot of these streaming sites work.
I was pissed. You drunk all your liquor. Hey man, let me tell you something, man. A good 75% of the crowd that was there mainly because of that. Surf know how to sell a shout out to Surf, right? Cause I, you know, shout out to DME Detroit. He reposted my video and salute to you for bringing a little traffic towards my channel as far as with that content, that video.
Right. Salute to DME Detroit.
A lot of people,
well,
you know, that Atlanta crowd, that was a very awesome crowd. I've been to plenty of events here in Atlanta. That was a really, really, really good crowd. No booing. Nobody got booed. But I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody had booable material. Everybody had fire material. Every fucking battle. No cap. Everybody. Lou Castro. That was an honorable loss. Chess. That was an honorable loss for you. Calico had something. Clips was in another world. You know, Av.
But I do got to say, King, you know, these about guys, the chess battle, URL really took away from it when they edited it and they took out the chess throwing up. I think that was part of the battle, especially with Calico's rebuttal. But them taking that out, and should there be a rule that says, how long are we allowed to stumble for? I mean, that was minutes that went by.
Guys, Danny Myers, these guys had some material. Like this was possibly, this could have been the first time ever seeing a card where every battle was great. The whole entire card was good. Yes, Surf gonna bring the people out. Win, lose, or draw, Surf gonna bring the people out. Surf know how to sell a fight. He's very entertaining and he's dope. When he's focused, he's dope. Surf is dope. I booked the ticket because I wanted to see that battle. That was one of the main reasons why I booked the ticket. I wanted to see, you know, that battle. I've been to a few events. Surf was there, but he didn't battle. So this was going to be my first event. I've seen Cortez battle before. I was there when Cortez battled Young Ill in Chicago. I flew up there for that. I was there when Cortez battled A-Verb in St. Louis. I flew to St. Louis and saw it. So I saw, but I never seen Danny Myers in person battle, or I never seen Surf. So I wanted to see that, man. And to see that he is the reason why this shit, man. So what happened to the video of you explaining the fight situation? I explained it already. You didn't see the video? It was even reposted on DME Detroit's channel.
Go to that video.
I explained the video. Center stage. You can enter that venue from two ways. You can go in from the front of Piedmont, or you know, it's a little ramp, it's a little side with cars, it's a little another little side door where the entertainers. Entourage King. And all them go in there.
Explain it yeah. Right now. Definitely go follow Humble King for sure. That's
Young M.A. Young M.A. It's still there. I didn't private it. I don't know why. Young M.A. Was on stage right before the Calico and Chess battle. You know, so she was like, I'm here to hear the motherfucking bars. I'm like, oh, shit, Young M.A. in the house. So when she was there, I'm thinking she was there for Calico or Chess or one of them, you know what I'm saying? But she was there for Surf I'm assuming she was there. She was either there for Surf or she was just there because she was in town and she wanted to, you know, be at the battle or whatever, the venue or whatever. But some kind of way after the battle, soon as the battle was over, I didn't record. I recorded the Danny Myers battle, and I recorded the Charlie Cliffs battle on my channel. I didn't record the Calico battle because my phone was at 20%, and I wanted to save that battery, that little juice in my phone for the Cortez and Surf battle. So I didn't record that battle. So when it got to the end of that Chess and Calico battle, I went to use the restroom. Mind you, y'all go watch the live stream. I'm drinking and shit. I'm feeling good. So this alcohol running through, I'm running to the restroom. So right before that battle end, I go use the restroom and I go get me another. I'm at the bar about to get me another drink. I hear altercation. I'm going to do this one more time, y'all. I hear altercation. It's a door right here. It's a bar in front of me and it's a door on the right side of me. double doors. These double doors lead to the stage and it leads to outside. I told y'all just a second ago, it's two ways to get inside the center stage. Somebody's getting fucked up. It's a fight going on, but it ain't my business. It's not my business. I could have easily walked over there and just looked and seen what was going on, but it wasn't my business. So I'm just like, damn, man, y'all hear that shit? Somebody getting fucked up. We're in the line waiting to get our drinks at the bar. I'm like, somebody getting fucked up. Only thing you hear is boom, 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 boom. Somebody getting fucked up. But it's one of them type of fights where center stage and their security or whatever, they staff when they knew the fight was going on, because it was just like in a pocket that, you know, what got the venue shut down was the second fight when y'all seen them laid out, because now you're inside of the venue. And it makes sense because one of the little youngins, if Surf ever see this, he know I ain't fucking lying. One of his entourage, a little skinny, little young boy with some skinny jeans on or whatever, little small little fellow, he had a boulder in his hand. He had a fucking boulder in his hand. Like, my bad. We back? Let me see. Did it stop?
Yo, he said dude had a boulder in his hand, and when he explained it on the other video, which I'll show you, the boulder had...
We back. Can y'all see me? Can y'all hear me? I dropped my phone. But this dude had a boulder in his hand, right? He had to hold the motherfucker with two hands. It was that, put it like this. The motherfucking boulder probably weighed more than him. He had to hold that bitch with two hands and holding it like this. I'm like, who the fuck? I know he ain't about to hit this old ass man, because that's the only thing I can think of, because when the security dude was ushering him through the hallway while I was standing there, it's a bar right here. So I'm seeing this old man. Now I'm like, they fucked up this dude, whoever back then. What the fuck did Pops do? They done fucked up this dude. And people say he in his 40s. If he in his late 40s, he had a hard knock life. This is a hard knock life. This dude air better 50s, 60 something, 50s. I'm a give hard knock life. This dude air better 50s, 60 something, 50s. I'm going to give him 50s. Mid 50s, late 50s at that. But anyway, you see this dude with this board in his hand, another dude beside him, and a sea of other people behind him. In the middle of it, you see young M.A. They all walking in the direction where the security was taking the dude. Now, mind you, they just fucked him up right here in this little breezeway, out here in this little second entrance. That what explains the fact how this guy had this boulder in his hand, because he got it from outside. So they probably whooped his ass right at that door somewhere. You know, surfing his entourage was probably at that little ramp, at that little side door, and he just walked his handicapped ass down there and was drunk talking shit or whatever the case may be. But the moral of the story is an old head. This is an old head. Surf, you here to get the fans what they ask for, what they looking for. And pick up your back end. If URL, them good folks at URL paid you your back end, they some certified suckers.
We're watching Humble King right now. He's an eyewitness, someone that witnessed the altercation that Sue Surf had at the URL event in Atlanta. And he's basically saying everything Surf said was all cap. They beat this guy down. He's like 50, 60-year-old man with a cane. They robbed his jewelry, went up in his pockets.
And I'm not pocket watching you, but you the reason why that shit got shut down. I'm talking as a business, from a business standpoint. If they paid you your back end, them niggas some certified suckers. Yeah, I'm a fan of URL. I'm a fan of Smack or White them and they move me. I've been a fan of Smack since Smack DVD. But if you pay Surf his back end, you a certified sucker. Because Smack was on stage. Smack didn't see any of this shit that was going on. Smack on stage, drunk, talking and shit with all, you know, he doing what he do. Beasley, all them, Nunu, all them on stage and shit. Hell, Chess was still on stage, about to get off stage or whatever. But they fuck him up in the hallway. They already fucked him up once. Security is escorting this guy. Y'all can hear Surf saying this on Spaces. He's absolutely right. Security escorting him through the hallway to lay him out of the other interest where we come in at. Where we come in at, the fans come in at, right? He didn't make it. Because within a matter of seconds, a matter of about 10 to 20 seconds, you see this little young boy coming in with this boulder and like fucking 25 people behind him. Guess who's in the back? Smash him! Oh, shit. This Surf and his fucking crew that was out here fighting. Come on, man. This man got mics on him and everything, man. I'm like,
I knew
you're supposed to be getting ready to get on sound check, get on stage, mic check. Y'all hear me? You're supposed to be on the stage talking to the fan. I'm about to kill this nigga. You out here. That entourage shit ain't cool. These niggas be trying to be keeping, when keeping it real go wrong, these niggas, that entourage gonna fuck you out of a whole lot of shit, Surf. And this ain't just for Surf, this for signed artists or whatever. Y'all have y'all entourage with y'all, they gonna fuck y'all out. They ain't got nothing to lose. The crowd, the fans are here to see you, not your fucking entourage. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? But you trying to keep it real and all that old shit. I'm gonna say this too. Whoever got stabbed, if you was able to get stabbed by a man walking with a fucking cane, you deserve every bit of that lash. Yeah, that's bad. If you get it's like 25 to 40 of these niggas that. Surf got with him. I am right. No cap. Yeah, 25 to 40, 50 of these niggas. If you laid an old head that had to walk with a cane, that he couldn't just, I could hop out and just walk. He had to have his cane. If you let this old ass man stab you, motherfucker, you deserve it. Y'all already roughed the dude up. Let the goddamn security dude go on and walk. Because look, if the security dude would have just went on and walked him out, the battle would have went on. Center stage don't know nothing. But now that y'all fighting in the fucking hallway, all the staff here, everybody here to see it, all right, party over.
Let me ask you, maybe Surf didn't have his rounds. Maybe he wasn't ready and he looked at as a way out.
One of the staffs for Center Stage told me personally. I said, man, you sure y'all finna shut this down? Man, I hate to leave. And then y'all, things calm down. And this is the battle I want to see. This is the main event. It's the last battle. You sure y'all finna shut this down? He said, man, look, I don't work for Caffeine. Nor do I work for URL, Smack URL, whatever that shit is. He like, I work with Center Stage. It's over with. It's over. And I'm like, man, damn, man, you fucking short ass nigga. Like, fuck the whole venue up. Fuck the whole venue up. I hold you responsible because, sir, you should already have these prep talks with your entourage before y'all enter any artist that can draw a crowd like Surf, that can draw a crowd like Mook, that can draw a crowd like Geechee Gotti or any of these people. You have to have those pep talks with your entourage before we get here. Hey, man, listen, this business, y'all my niggas, y'all not finna fuck up this shit. We're gonna move militant. You know what I'm saying? But y'all not finna fuck up this bag. We're gonna go here. We're gonna enjoy ourselves. We're gonna get this money. And get the hell up out of this motherfucker. Y'all are all over the fucking place. This is a fucking old man.
Complete the objective, like Smack.
Nothing that one or two people can handle. This man, you can kick the goddamn cane out of his hand. He's gonna fall.
Don't play with me. This is not.
It ain't like Cortez entourage was fighting Surf entourage. It's like some young nigga, middle aged nigga shit. It's an old head, man.
Surf can be sued. Publicist can be sued. Caffeine can be sued. Smack White can be sued.
If you move it with gains, you got to be able to control them. Move as a unit. Exactly.
They all can be sued.
You got to know how to control these niggas, man. Man, calm this shit down. Surf be always hinting at the fact that he be getting 60 and 70 and 80,000 a battle.
Everybody wants to.
You don't want that back end?
They are gangster.
Nigga, I want it all. Nigga, if I'm in a position where I can do 2-3 battles a year and get a 60 or 80, nigga, I want it all. Nigga, hey, man, y'all niggas, I love y'all niggas. Y'all niggas ain't finna fuck this bag up for me. I'll leave y'all niggas at home. I'll leave y'all. I'll make y'all niggas go pay admission. Y'all already getting in free. Man, calm your fucking nerves. Let me get up here and cook this nigga or whatever. Put on the show. Get my back in. Let's get the fuck on. All that nigga shit. Surf is I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Listen, I'm a fan of the culture. I'm a fan of battle rap. I think Surf is dope. When he's prepared, when he ain't jerseying out of a situation, Surf is one of the most deadliest motherfucking battle rappers walking this earth. But I ain't finna kiss Surf ass. I'm not finna kiss Surf ass. And I know Surf got some undeniable, loyal, goddamn, extremely stan-like type of goddamn fans that tattoo Midnight Madness on their body and all this shit for them. Probably got Sue Surf face tattooed on them. Men, look at here. Surf fucked up that venue. I'm holding Surf responsible for it. All that, he cut my man and all that shit. Yeah, he like grabbed Young M.A. pocket or something, said he know her daddy or whatever the case may be, so they roughed him up. What the fuck wrong with you? All right, pop, 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 get the fuck on. The man was standing like, when you come in that entrance, you got to go up a set of stairs, then that leads you to the backstage. But it's a door right here with a bar in the hallway and where everybody else is at. That's where I'm at. The man was standing there, the security dude, come on, you got to go. So the man was like, come on. He was like, hey, man, listen, let me talk to you, man. I'm from East New York. I'm from East Brooklyn. I'm from New York, man. He was like, man, you know, he was trying to like talk calm to him. But you know that talk when you know you done fucked up and you trying to like save face, but it's too late. That's what the old head was trying to do. Security wasn't trying to hit that shit. Security was trying to escort him out of the other entry. Surf then pursued this man. What y'all see online, him laid out on the ground or whatever, that's the second fight. They had already roughed him up before. That's the second fight. Now, did I walk up there when they was fighting him? No. So I don't know if he cut his homeboy during that shit in the hallway, or he cut him goddamn out there and when they roughed him up the first time. But one thing about it, two things for sure, three things for certain. They roughed him up twice. Motherfuckers walking in there with big ass boulders. And it looked like on the camera, one of your fucking homeboys had a pistol on him. If y'all look closely, when he fucked him up, you'll see a dude like tuck. I don't know if he tucked his phone or like he tucked the gun in his goddamn side. You know, but at the end of the day, I know how everybody feel about it. Motherfucker, I paid. I got a reason to be mad. Y'all niggas ain't paid. You know what I'm saying? I know you Surf fans or whatever, but Surf fucked that situation up. That was Surf fault. Because he should have been able to control his motherfucking entourage. Period. Move militant. Any kind of science. And on top of this, Surf, he be having his entourage with him, and he have security with him, like big-ass niggas with him. You saw him, didn't you? How he, you know why he was able to have like a gun or whatever on him? Because he came in through that side. When that altercation took place, he was able to get in there. That's how that young boy was able to walk in there with that brick in his foot, that boulder in his hand. You're not finna walk inside of no venue or no establishment with some big-ass boulder in your hand. How you think he was able to get in there with that big-ass boulder? Say it. Surf, I want you to say you didn't know a nigga walked in there with a boulder, one of your homeboys. You a goddamn lie. I'm standing right there looking. I'm going to keep it fucking real with you. I'm going to keep it real with you. Fan of the culture, think Surf is dope. But when right is right, wrong is wrong. Surf, you fucked that whole play up. You like Smack say, the niggas fucked the bag up. I'm on taxes. I want interest. I feel them. They fucked the bag up. It wasn't, you know how entourage, yeah, they ain't got nothing to lose. These niggas, you should have left these niggas where you found these niggas, where you grew up with these niggas at. You can't keep it real with too many people. You got to move. Man, Chess had like four to five females with him, and they all look related. I want to say he had his mama and his sisters, all them look alike. All them females and Chess look alike. That was probably his relatives. Calico came in there deep with some Detroit cats. No problem. No pressure. No pressure. He had his dad with him. He had all them Detroit niggas. He had goddamn Bad Boy Detroit's club shirts and shit. Detroit hats. He had a bunch of Detroit niggas with him. They walked on the goddamn stage, did they damn thing, got the fuck on. Got the fuck on. This shit don't make no fucking sense. But when you get to this motherfucker, Rajon, goddamn, it was always a fucking problem. He cut my man, that old ass nigga. If your fucking homeboy let this old ass man cut him, goddamn it, your homeboy deserve it. If your homeboy let this cripple ass fucking old ass man get that close up on him where he can cut him, stab him or whatever. Why he ain't go to jail? 12 was all outside. Why goddamn 12 ain't coming that motherfucker? Like, who had a knife? Who had, it's Atlanta, it's APD. Why they want, hey, who had a knife? Who was slinging a knife? And this center state, hey, man, this dude had a knife on him. Why home was still, man, he ain't even get arrested, I don't think. Fuck out of here. Sir, fuck that shit up. Sir, fumbled the bag. Because guess what? Even if Surf didn't start the fight, if your entourage, you are responsible for these niggas. You are responsible for these niggas. You got a back end to collect, sir. You got a, Rajon, you got a back end to collect. And I ain't finna let no fan, no drunk ass old man with a cane, or no niggas I'm in a fucking fucked up dysfunctional ass gang fuck up my bag. Y'all already know how I feel about that type of shit. I ain't finna let no homeboys. I ain't even finna let my wife fuck up a bag, nigga. I got a back end to collect. Hey, man, go get in the car. You better calm that shit. I'm finna go. You ain't finna fuck this bag up. You're not about to fuck this bag up. Surf getting a good ass bag for a battle. You ain't finna fuck my back end up. Nah, we finna go ahead and, you know what I mean? It's one man. I hear people, well, I get it. You know, he stabbed his friend. This is one handicapped ass man versus 40 fucking men. Y'all can't handle this shit. And y'all already roughed his ass up in the fucking backstage via the second entry. Y'all already beat him. Y'all already spanked that baby. You done already spanked that baby, burped that baby, put that baby to sleep. Why you pursue him to do it again? You already spanked that baby, man. Get your ass on. I remember when Hitman battled, when Cortez battled Verb, Hitman battled Mav Hoffa in St. Louis, King Juice event. I flew to St. Louis. I remember moments before Hitman hit the stage, Hitman goddamn one shot Charlie the dude. Just boom, one hit, knocked dude clean out. Fight break out. Went right back on stage and went to go doing what he had to do. And this was a smaller event. This event, this venue went nowhere near the size of goddamn center stage. So people asking about the drug situation. Okay, rapper drugs, battle rapper drugs. Drugs wasn't fighting. Right after they knocked that Surf them and his entourage did what they did to that dude, and they was walking out the back out that same way they came in, that second entrance, that back door entrance, another fight break out right at the bar. Bum, 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 bum. Back on the wall again, looking. Ain't got nothing to do with me. They fight. Bum, bum, bum. Then drugs like, hey, man, that don't have nothing to do with you. They don't have nothing to do with us, man. Let that shit go. So in my head, these drugs homeboys or whatever. Because drugs talking to him. They're like, no, that's my brother. Like some niggas he brought. See, niggas don't even know it was a whole nother other fight right after that. You know how a fight break out. One fight break out and it's like, start another damn fight. So, you know, another fight break out. Niggas' phones flying. Niggas punching niggas' phones out their pockets and everything. I'm like, hey, drugs, you gonna get your homeboy phone? And he was like, man, fuck that shit, man. These niggas stupid. People ain't even talking about that situation. Well, drugs wasn't fighting. I didn't see drugs throw one. I just heard drugs saying, hey, man, y'all ain't got nothing to do with that. We ain't got nothing to do with that, man. Like, let that shit go. Drugs know, if he see this video, he know I ain't lying. If y'all watch my live stream or whatever, when I was filming the live reaction, you see I dapped drugs up. Where my seat was at, he was right there. I like dapped him up, like he was right there. So I ain't got no reason to lie. I have no reason to lie about this. But moral of the story is, your favorite battle rapper is the reason why that venue got shut down. Your favorite battle rapper, why everybody came out here to see. I ain't gonna front, I came out there to see it. I wanted to see. Was Cortez gonna, the underdog was gonna upset everybody and shock everybody like Mav did Hollow the Don? Or was Surf gonna go in here and surf all over this motherfucker and just body bag him? That battle probably not gonna live up to the hype once they reschedule. Y'all gotta understand how that energy was inside of that building. Nobody got booed. Everybody had good material. And if they go battle somewhere else, I don't know if they're going to be able to relive that magic. I don't know if they're going to be able to recreate that moment. Hell, even if they come back to Atlanta and do it, I don't even know if they's gonna still relive that moment, because it's gonna probably not be the same people that was there. That man, maybe. Sir, caffeine smack. I think y'all owe me about a good look $25-$30. Goddamn, I paid for 4 battles. I only seen 3, and your battle rapper is one of the. It's a fucking reason why we didn't see it. Your main. The one who got everybody out. So you're gonna hit my cash up. You're gonna give me about $30-$40 of that back. I saw 3 out of 4. I didn't see all of them, sir. The energy is gone for that battle. It's bad. It's bad. Only way Cortez may have a shot of unbiased, like to maybe relive a situation like that, if they battle in New York. If they battle in Jersey, he's a fucking dead goose. He's a fucking dead Spanish guy if he go to Jersey and battle Surf. And Surf may not want to battle him in New York because, you know, they gonna, you know, I get it. Atlanta was a neutral ground. Everybody got love. It was no Atlanta battle rappers up there. Everybody was somewhere else. Virginia, New York. Who else we had in there? Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Detroit. Everybody got love. Everybody. Everybody got, you cannot deny that crowd. And they may not ever be able to capture that moment again. They may not be able to capture that moment. I feel sorry for Cortez, man. That could have been a chance for him to, you know, he was like, y'all gonna put some respect on my name. That could have been a situation where niggas would have really put some respect, even if he would have lost. Let's say he would lost, like, in honor, though. Like, to me, Chess lost. To me, Lou Castro lost. But they didn't lose bad. They like, them niggas, Lou, Chess, Rum, and all them, they are the future of battle rap. They are going to be the future of what this battle rap shit going to be the next 5-10 years, because they all still hella young. You know what I'm saying? Chess, especially Chess and Lou. Them niggas, them little youngins right there ain't nothing to fuck. They remind me of Murder Mook when Murder Mook was in his teens battling like Party Artie and all that type of shit. Like young, but unbothered by the fact that you're older than me and you may be bigger than me or taller than me and try to like little boy me or whatever. You can't little boy them like them. That was an honorable loss. Do not walk with, and they probably still feel like they won, but they had some shit. They had some shit, man. It was just, you know, Calico and Charlie Clips just, you know, they just had a little bit more for them. They just had that star power. They had a little bit more. Better material. Like, for instance, I still feel like, I feel like Danny Myers won, but a lot of people feel like Av won. I'm not mad at it. It could, it's a preference battle. It depends. A lot of people don't like Danny Myers' his third verse, the Av. I loved it, you know. So it's just a preference battle, if you ask me. Yeah, it was on Knowledge, man. I feel sorry for Cortez, man. I really do. He was about to perform in front of a packed out event, in front of an unbiased crowd that's showing love. Nobody, I don't even think nobody even said, "What's up, boo?" to a female. There wasn't no boos in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? None of that. Everybody buying merch. Easy to Block Captain selling out on his merch. Y'all heard Geechee Gotti. He had his table selling out. Everybody sold out event, like people buying merch, people taking air. It was just a real, real good ass vibe for hip hop. But your motherfucking super duper gangsta ass fucking battle rapper, best, you know, late, a lot of these people tell it, the best battle rapper breathing, fuck the whole shit up. Old ass man, y'all let this, you let this old ass man fuck up your back end, man. You crazy as fuck. We finna move militant, nigga. We finna pull up to this event and go right in this motherfucking, go right to our section. Now I will do all that taking pictures and all that afterwards, cause I can get my back end. Damn, we ain't finna, until that money hit my shit We ain't finna be doing all that nigga shit. Hey, y'all, I'll leave y'all niggas at this hotel. I'll leave y'all niggas back in Jersey. Y'all, I will not fly y'all niggas out. You will not get in this venue. You are not finna fuck up my bag, period. Yeah, I mean, he was just too busy trying to be, you know, 60. Well, rolling. You heard him? Oh, rolling. Don't play with me. Dumbass nigga, man. I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this. I may get some fucked up comments when people see this video. Oh, who gives a fuck? I said what I said. Your favorite battle rapper fucked up that event. I paid to see your favorite battle rapper perform because I think he's dope. But the nigga ain't handling that business right. He ain't standing on that business right. When they fucked, I promise y'all, we'll be recapping and debating on did Cortez beat Surf or did Surf beat Cortez had they not pursued him the second time. The first fight, it was over with. It was cool. Security walking them out. It wasn't nothing. When they walked inside of that venue to where not all staff and everybody can see this shit, oh, no, venue shut down. You got to think, Center Stage done already got paid. And they can find URL and caffeine for this shit that took place. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here, man. Sir, fuck that bag up. You fumbled the bag. You're a dope battle rapper. But if you don't change your surroundings, change your way of moving, you gonna be your biggest downfall. You and your entourage, your little gang or whatever, gonna be the reason why motherfuckers don't book you or people don't want to fuck with you. You got to elevate. Once you elevate in life, you got to elevate mentally. You got to elevate how you move, all that type shit. You think Jay-Z still, I know Jay-Z a billionaire, you nowhere near that, but he's a professional, you're a professional. It's just different levels to it. Do you think Jay-Z still move around like he moved around when he was running around trying to get signed with Reasonable Doubt, all that? You think 50 Cent move around like he moved around when he was in Queens selling dope and all that shit? Yeah, you got to hold him accountable. Do you think just people, period, when you elevating in life, you got to elevate with that shit. God go to blessing you. You got to elevate with that shit. You got to change the way you think, the way you act, your surroundings, people you hang around, shit you do. You can't be doing all that. I'm rich, but I'm going to still act like a nigga ain't got shit, running around doing stupid shit. You dumb motherfucker. You dumb motherfucker. You got too many yes men around you. Nigga got to tell you, man, nah, bro. No, bro. Don't fuck up the bag. Don't fuck, man. I wouldn't give a fuck how a person feel, how I think about me. If I leveling up in life, to level up in life meaning you got to change all kind of shit. You got to change all kind of shit. Hov have bodyguards always. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hov worth $1 billion. Even if Hov wasn't worth $1 billion, you don't level up. It's certain shit. Can't be damn doing. I can't fuck this shit up. And I came too far to go back. So if you got to move with security, Surf the type to have entourage and security with him. Nigga, let your security handle that. Same bodyguards for like 20 years. But the moral of the story is, it was a time Jay-Z didn't have bodyguards with him. He thought that shit was whack. Man, no bodyguards with me. I got this big old gun with me. I got my nigga right here who gonna hold me down, my shooter, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He don't think like that. Now I got these paid professionals. You know what I'm saying? Security. And I'm going in and out of these venues. I'm doing what I have to do. I'm not finna be, what the fuck I'm hanging in the hood doing stupid shit for? The fuck I'm at these venues and shit with all these unprofessional ass niggas I know or whatever. I'm not finna be doing that shit. I got love for you, bro, but you know, you ain't finna fuck up my situation. Cause there are plenty of other battle rappers, plenty of other entertainers in line waiting on their moment to even get half or get in the position that you in, Surf. I'm finna fuck this shit up, man. You crazy here, man. I see y'all niggas when I see y'all niggas. Y'all niggas ain't finna, man. You changed. You goddamn right I did. God changed my life. God blessed my life. I ain't finna backtrack. I'm not finna backtrack and give a fuck what any one of y'all niggas think. We can goddamn scrap right now. How y'all say it, squabble. We can goddamn fight right now. We can shoot a fade right now. But you ain't finna fuck up this bag. You ain't finna fuck up my opportunities, nigga. I'm showing love. Then you come out, enjoy yourself, see what's going on or whatever. And they had 25 to 50 people with them, man, jumping on one handicapped man. I want y'all to let that soak in. Surf, 25 fucking men with them, 50 men with them, jumping on a disabled old head that was obviously drunk. He seemed like he had a few beers or whatever, a drunk old man. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You had like, this is a op, like this was a dude like round, you know, another gang shit, gang war. You had like, this was, you fighting Cortez entourage or some shit. You, it's an old ass man. And let that shit soak in. An old ass man with a cane. Every bit of 55, 60 years old with a fucking cane. And it's 25 to 50 of y'all niggas. What the fuck you doing with a big ass boulder in your hand? You act like you finna hit Incredible Hulk or some shit. You act like y'all about to fight Thor or some shit. Some action-packed superhero. Old ass man. And y'all fucking robbed the nigga. The man ain't have his chains and shit on. A little bit of, he had about three little chains on his neck. You know, he had a little drip. But he was an old head, man. Like, fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here, man. I don't care what he's saying in spaces. I don't care what he's saying on New Nails Live. I don't give a fuck what Surf's saying. Surf, you fuck that venue up. Even if you didn't initiate the fight, your entourage, you are responsible for every motherfucker you bring with you to these professional paid events. It ain't like y'all just hanging out at a club or something and the nigga get out of line. This ain't got nothing to do with business or whatever. And y'all roughed up a dude or whatever on some shit like that. Nigga, this is a paid event. This is some shit the fans paid to see. Your black ass, you getting paid five figures, big money to come and do to get your back end. Your back end more than what niggas make a year on a job. And you mean to tell me you'll throw all that away in the name of some, man, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you. But I still love your goddamn talent, but fuck you. Y'all got to know how to talk to these folks, man. Kiss these nigga ass, man. You fuck that bag up. You fuck that event up. You are the reason why, if Center Stage say, I will never do any more business with Smack URL and Caffeine, you are the reason why that relationship is probably fucked up. Exactly. You can replay this content. Share it with the whole world. Take that shit all the way over there to Surf them too. Surf, no, I ain't lying. Ask Surf. If y'all can get Surf on Spaces, say, Surf, Humble King, this guy named Humble King said one of your entourage had this big-ass boulder in his hand. What was he planning on doing with that big-ass boulder? Did y'all fight him once or twice? Did y'all fight him one time or two times? Twice? Why did y'all pursue him after y'all already boot-bapped him and mopped the floor with him? That first time when nobody knew about the Center Stage, nobody know nothing. This is a, you know, like if you fight in the bathroom or something, you know, like if security ain't around, they don't know it. You know, a nigga getting beat up in the bathroom, nobody know it. Right? Rough them up, walk out the bathroom and go back to doing what you're doing. We could have watched the battle if he went. Why did you pursue him the second time? Why you pursue him the second time? Why your motherfucking homeboy was lacking that? That always show you that old gang shit. These niggas don't be knowing what they doing. Why these niggas ain't moving militant? How y'all let a nigga with a cane get up on you? And he wasn't faking. Like this nigga really like slick handicap. How you let a nigga with a cane get up on MMA like young MMA like that? I keep calling that lady MMA. How y'all let that happen? She had two big ass niggas with her. They look like homeboys, though, but how he was able to get close up on her to even grab her pocket? Young M.A., you lacking. How you let a nigga get up on you to even grab you? Surf, how you let your homeboy let a nigga get up on you, a handicapped nigga? Get the fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here. That shit cap. That let me know that little shit ain't about nothing. That shit ain't about nothing, man. Y'all could have bit, man. Y'all will be here, sitting here debating who won, Cortez or fucking Surf, had they not pursued him, that guy, the second time. Y'all already jumped on him one time. See, that's what Surf not saying in spaces. When they jumped on him, right, they pulled the dude up the stairs. So he's sitting on the wall up the stairs. Security dude come and grab him. Like, hey, come on, man. You got to come with me. They go through the door. It's a hallway. That's where I'm standing. It's a bar right here. That hallway leads to the other entrance. That hallway leads to the other entrance where we came in at. Security was trying to walk him out of that entrance. We got the entourage already over here, riled up over here at this entrance. I'm going to walk him out of this entrance over here. You'll walk away smooth. He can walk clean out that front door, and they still wouldn't see him because the second entrance, you got to go down a ramp to get inside here. They know I ain't lying. I'm from Atlanta, nigga. Last time, listen, the last time I was in that venue, I filmed Don Richards. Y'all go on, if y'all type up Don Richards, it was years back. I know how that venue set up. Like, motherfucker, if y'all, they would escort him out of that front entrance, Surf homeboys wouldn't even saw him because you got to go down the ramp to get in that second entrance. Tell Surf mind his business. Man, Surf had mics on. Surf was already mic'd up. Surf had mics on him. So that lets me know some kind of staff was already getting you prepped because it was next up. So either they was putting mics on you and you heard the commotion and you just stopped everything you were doing so you can go investigate what was going on. It just don't make no sense. It don't make no fucking sense. Surf, was you really prepared to battle that day? Was you really ready to battle that day? I heard you saying, yeah, I had my material memorized. You know, I can battle on King versus Queen and then battle him. Man, shut the fuck up, man. Nobody want to hear that shit. You probably can battle then because you got another month to start writing some more shit. Surf said it was in a dress. He a goddamn lie. He a goddamn lie. How he was able to get in y'all dressing room? How he was able to get in your dressing room? You got all these fucking niggas with you. Y'all be critical thinkers. No, it happened in that little breezeway, that second entrance to come inside of the venue. It happened in the dressing room. Surf, how this old ass man was able to get in your dressing room? How was he able to get inside of your dressing room? You got security with you. I know you had somebody at the door like, who you is, bro? What the fuck you... How he was able to get in there? Surf some bullshit, man. Surf fucked that bag up, y'all. Moral of the story is Surf fucked that bag up. Read between lines. Surf fucked that bag up. Surf probably didn't have three rounds. Or he probably didn't have his shit memorized. He was going to jersey his way through it and act like I wasn't inspired to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's Cortez or whatever. Because y'all, you notice he already was saying it don't matter if he win or lose. I already got my contracts for other, you know, battling Vixen and all that old type shit. He talked too much. Like, Surf, just, you all real, y'all stupid. I understand he not sell tickets, but fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that. Y'all can share this video, like this video, get the numbers up, share it. Surf, no. That at the end of the day, he the reason why that shit got shut down. Stop bringing 400 damn niggas with you at your venues, at your event, your place of business, nigga. Fuck wrong with you. Whatever happened to a nigga just showing up to his battle, a few niggas, like I used to see B-Magic at battles and shit. B-Magic, me, him, and about 2-3 more dudes. Whatever happened to that? You ain't even from Atlanta. How you fly all these niggas in? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. But that's that on that, y'all. That's how it went down. Surf is the reason. I will forever say Surf is the reason why that shit got shut down, because even if Surf didn't throw a blow, if your entourage, you are responsible for your entourage, so y'all weren't moving too militant. Someone that claims he the brand will be the one to tell that a brand. And you the same one that was lecturing stumbles and snake eyes and spaces about unprofessional shit going on and this, that, and the third. And here it is a few weeks later. Look what you in the middle of. You see how the universe work? Look how you, look what you in the, you know what I'm saying? When you pointing a finger at somebody, three fingers pointing back at your ass. You talking about stumbles and all them and that little shit that could have been avoided. That was unprofessional, which you right. But then fast forward, you the reason why this shit gets shut down. You got some motherfucking nerve, nigga. Because you can't wiggle your way out of this one, sir. You the reason why this shit got shut down. You can't fan base your way, fan vote your way out of this shit, sir. You the reason why this shit got shut down. You fuck Cortez out of battle. Y'all are probably never, y'all probably rematch. You know, they gonna reschedule it. Not rematch, but reschedule it. But who's to say it's going to be live up to the hype? Who's to say that the crowd is going to be as, and you know what I'm saying? Like, man, that shit should have been there. And smack, y'all need to refund us, motherfucker. I want some of my money back. Facts. But there you have it, y'all. I'm about to end this live. I'm about to end this live. Y'all can share this video. Share it, share it, share it. I hope Surf see it. He know I ain't lying. Ask that motherfucker why his homeboy had that big ass boulder that weighed more than him. And why y'all pursued this man a second time? Why y'all didn't just, when y'all fucked him up that first time and security was ushering him away, why y'all didn't just leave it at that? Why y'all go right back in rushing in after this damn dude to fight him again? Old ass man. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck that shit. Y'all nigga looking weak out here, man. Fighting old, that what y'all doing now? Fighting old ass men with goddamn canes? Fuck out of here, man. I am Humble King. Y'all have a peaceful, blessed day.
look at the size of that rock. That's the rock he's talking about that I said earlier in the broadcast. My mic was muted all this time. I apologize to the people watching. So what do you think of this story so far? Definitely go follow Humble King. Let me know what you think of this. definitely go check out Humble Kings. He has a YouTube page. Shout out to him. Go check him out. Let me know what y'all think.